Moments of silence. The night Paris went dark, the power died here on whole blocks east of the city. For 20-some seconds, there was no hum of the refrigerator, no news on the TV, no light pooling in the windows. For hours afterward, the neighborhood kept itself quiet. Few passing trucks, no conversations from lonely dog walkers and lanky men in cigarettes. No hurried squeaking of strollers and cell phone on cheek. No pulse of a car radio. No sirens. Even the wind had given in, abandoning the single-paned windows to sigh against their sills. The dry leaves scrabbling away at asphalt to the cobblestone beneath, then guttering into nothingness. Like the night was a gallows tree under a heavy creosote blanket, and we kept hid, listening with our noses. Like when we were children, taught to fear the dark, and those who crouched waiting in corners, unseen, to do us harm. It is a lesson we learn and unlearn these long nights, to step unbowed and beating from the circle of the street lamp or the cafe window or the concert hall, our hearts wild acetylene torches that blink their lights as if to say, I dare. Hours afterward, the power returned, the last newscast over. Chopper blades grumble above the house, then head west toward the hospital rooftop and the waiting trauma bay. A train mourns slow and rhythmic, trembling coal. There are still no sirens.